Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show. A show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so sticky hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 50 bazillion years from now, but right now, because you actually want to be free. You want to have choice. You want to have options. And because of that, you're not only here for your own comfort and convenience because you want to do what you love and be with those that you love, but you're also, as a rippler, you want to create a bigger effect in people's lives with that ripple effect that really blesses more and more people, because as you create freedom for yourself, you can do the same for others. And I'm so proud for you guys being a part of the show. Thank you so much for sharing this show, for binging on this and everything else. I love that some of you guys have been going through the episodes. Some of you are coming from the beginning on up. Some of you are going from the back on down. Either way you do it, I love it. And I appreciate you guys reaching out to me. By the way, again, thank you for that as well. Those of you that have reached out, especially where you guys say, hey, I think this is something I need help with. I think you're the guy for me, Chris. Hey, if you think that's the case, shoot me an email. Personally, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. We can see what we do there. So yeah, definitely check out our website as well. Moneyripples.com is great stuff on there too. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. You know, the website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy up people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Website's fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. Hey, so today I want to talk about something that really comes up for me this time of year, right? I mean, we talk about New Year's goals and resolutions and things like that. And it got me really thinking, because I've seen many people where the biggest money leak that they have has nothing to do with their intelligence. It has nothing to do with how much money they have or don't have. But ultimately, the biggest money leak that they do have is the money they never saw in the first place. It's the lost opportunity cost. And I really want to talk about that power of now and taking action and implementing things right away, but doing it with balance. Because you see, a lot of people, when they act really quickly, right? And they get really frenzied, you know, they get really just scared. You know, they're desperate, and they might seem like they're excited, but in truth, there's a scarcity thing there. There's a fear that they might miss out on opportunities, or there might be the fear that they just won't create enough, or there's not enough time. And guys, you don't want to do it from that perspective. The best perspective to do it from is from abundance. And so you got to bring that balance in, is know that, hey, there's more than enough opportunity. So if you're going to look at this, just first point right here and here, right here and now, the first point is this. If you want to get the best results possible, yes, we want to take action, but do it deliberately. Do it in a way that's from a place of peace, a place of calm. Do it in a way where you know that there's an abundance of opportunities. There are more than enough opportunities out there. Guess what? You miss one, there's more to come, right? There's always opportunities. There's always a open door. There is no, you know, you got to get in now or else, right? Now, you're going to hear me sound like I'm going to contradict myself, but I'm not. I just want you to know that perspective, you have to have that perspective to remain clear, to remain calm, because I'll tell you, a race car does a lot better when they grip the road than when they're peeling out. Because sometimes you just get those RPMs going so fast, those wheels turn all fast, you're just skidding out, but you're not going anywhere. I've done this. I live on like a little hill where my house is, right? And when I pull out of the driveway, and I start to go, you know, if I'm in a rush, I'll be like, and you'll, and actually I'll feel my car skid, like, you know, kicking up, you know, asphalt and that kind of thing, right? It's not getting the traction. As opposed to when I pull out very calmly and smoothly, I can get going right away, even with that hill, and I can get faster, you know, I can get there farther faster. And that's kind of my point, is that this is more about a perspective thing when it comes to keeping that balance, that abundance mindset, right? Is understanding, hey, there's opportunities. I'll miss some, but I'm going to take advantage of great ones. I got to be tuned in and in a place where I'm open to those opportunities. Okay, so that being said, let's talk about that power of now, because I'll tell you, the procrastination, there is a lost opportunity cost of things, right? You know, I was talking to my wife the other day, you know, there was a medical clinic we go to, and there were certain types of supplemental products that were great. In fact, if you guys remember, Sean Talbot, you know, I had Dr. Sean Talbot on about a year and a half ago, fantastic episode, especially if you have health goals. And he was talking about some of the products he has. Well, this clinic has been testing some of the, you know, different types of products, and they were testing these and they came up with really good results. Even that we've been taking them ourselves. And of course, you know, I tell my wife, I said, hey, you know what? We should connect them. We should connect these guys together. And she's like, you know, we should. And oh, should we do it now? Should we wait till later? Here's the thing, is that it's very possible that by the time we even introduce them, somebody else might introduce them, which would be great. You know, it'd be good at least they get the connection. But what's happening is for months, this clinic could be offering supplements that could be helping more people, maybe more than the ones they're currently offering, right? So I see that as like an opportunity cost. Now imagine if there's money on the line, right? Well, that's money that could be lost out of our pockets. You know, so, you know, that was just something we were talking about just yesterday as we're driving around in the car running errands. You know, like sometimes you get those insights, those ahas, and you think, oh yeah, I should do that. But the question is, will you? Will you really do it? You know, will you really actually take action on those things? Or are you going to get distracted and just move on? And a lot of times when I'm working with clients, you know, they'll have all the opportunities right there, but out of fear, out of uncertainty, really out of scarcity, right? They'll say, oh, I can't do it. You know, for example, I had one client where they said, oh my goodness, I can see the plan. I can see where doing real estate could be awesome, but I'm just not sure, you know, because what if we're at a market high, which is what everybody says, right? They're always like, are we at a market high with the real estate? Listen, this is not like the bubble of 12 years ago. That bubble, or really 13, 14 years ago, that bubble was really obvious, right? Very obvious. It was going crazy. We're not in that kind of bubble, right? But people are freaking out. Plus, they're not even thinking. They're thinking about values of homes. They don't even think about cash flow. Cash flow is the thing that's important. Who gives a crap about those things? That's why I started doing real estate again. And I get it, because I was in fear, because I got burned on the real estate during the last recession. It took me years. You know, I had Ron Phillips on here recently. It took me years before I started buying properties through him. You know, I was referring other people to him before I referred myself, because I was scared. You know, I had been burned hard. Those emotions stuck with me. And of course, I was managing my own properties. I wasn't doing anything like what I do with doing turnkey now, where I have a property manager on those properties, even out of state. This was in state, 5 minutes from my house, managing it myself. And it was a way worse headache than I've had with managing stuff out of state, right? But again, like, your mind isn't rational anyways. Your mind has emotions and scars and things like that that can really mess with your head. And so I've had clients say, like, yeah, I want to do it, but I'm not sure. Well, here's the thing, guys. Like, you got to be willing to sometimes step out and take a leap of faith. Now, what I did tell them, I said, listen, you don't have to do it all at once. Like, they had a really big plan, you know, built for them, right? And it was impressive numbers that they could create. But because of that fear, I said, you know what? Just start with one. You know, maybe you just start there. Like, you obviously want to try it. You're just nervous about doing that. So don't try to do the whole thing. Maybe try one instead and see what happens. And so they're like, okay, maybe we can do that. It's like, yeah, try it out. Now, granted, you know, when it comes to investing, especially if you're doing real estate, it's better to buy multiple properties, because if you just happen to be that, you know, you find the minority of cases where you get a property that's kind of becomes a headache, right? Which can happen. That's definitely the risk. You get enough properties, you'll have one. But if you're one of those people that on the first try, you get the one headache, you know, you're going to be jaded a little bit. You're going to be skewed in your perspective versus if you have several. But again, it was the same thing. It's like, guys, just try something now. You know, instead of just sitting on your cash doing nothing, what about right now? And that's the thing, guys, is that there's so many opportunities. So many people have told me over the last few years, oh, Chris, I think the real estate market's too high. All the meanwhile, myself and thousands of other people are making great money in the real estate market while everybody's saying, oh, I don't know, it seems kind of nerve wracking, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? That's, guys, yeah, I get it. Like, I understand, like I have fear barriers that I have to cross myself. But the thing I've learned over time that's given me the best joy, the best happiness, and the greatest wealth, the greatest returns, is being willing to, you know, of course, think, use my brain, right? But act. You have to do that now. You can keep talking about and theorize forever, but at what point are you going to say, enough's enough, I'm going to do it right now? And that's really my whole point of this. I don't want to like delve in this too or dive too deep, because I don't think we have to. But I'll tell you, when you act on those promptings, when you act on things to say, I think I should do that, do it. In fact, many of you are here because of those kind of choices I've made. Understand that my business wasn't built just on a big moment, right? Now, I have some big moments that have definitely improved my business or made it grow by leaps and bounds at different times with different connections and people. But those connections, they came from little bitty, itty bitty steps at a time. So for example, you know, little decision that you make can add up. So, you know, I'll go way back. I mean, I'll go back to, you know, basically when I first started Money Ripples, which was back in 2012, I broke off from another company, launched Money Ripples, and I had connections. And the biggest thing I did, I started making connections with several people in different areas, especially if they were centers of influence, you know, people that were connected in different communities, especially the entrepreneur community. Well, I had one friend that I connected with pretty early on. We didn't really do anything with business. But about a year later, he came back to me and says, hey, Chris, like, I have this opportunity for you to do a book with John Lee Dumas and Tim Ferriss. Now, I met Tim a few years before that and thought he was a cool guy. I'd read his book, 4-Hour Workweek. I said, and then, of course, John Lee Dumas is a guy I've been trying to get on a show for a year, couldn't do it. So I said, all right, yeah, let's do this. And he's like, all right, commitments, you got to pay $2,000, but you'll get 200 books that you can hand out. I thought, well, okay, it's like $10 a book. I can make my money back, give it out. I can do all kinds of it, right? All kinds of things with that. So I did. And you know, I remember when we recorded our interview, I did my chapter for that book. And then afterwards he said, Chris, what else can I do to help you out? Now, this is the best opportunity to say, ask people what you want. Lately, when people have been asking me, like, Chris, like, I feel like you've served me so much, how can I serve you back? My answer is just share this podcast. You know, like, this is easy. Like, share it. You know, it's no commitment. You don't pay, nobody pays any money for it. You know, it's not like I'm right there in your life, like, you know, going crazy, right? I'm just doing my thing. I'm teaching and trying to create massive value. So I'm like, do that. Like, that's the thing I want to build. Now, at that time, I didn't have my podcast. And I told him, I said, you know, speaking of John Lee Dumas, like, I've been trying to get on the show, Entrepreneur on Fire, EO Fire. I've been trying to get on that show for the last year and I haven't quite got the in. And my friend Woody said, done. I'll email him right now. And seriously, half hour later, John came back, says, let's get you on the show, Chris. I'm booked out 4 months, but let's do this. And that was like in November. By February, I was recording the interview. Funny thing is, the interview actually flopped. It didn't flop. The interview was good, right? It was a good interview, solid interview that I did. But the recording didn't stick. So he came back to me a few weeks later, says, Chris, I'm sorry. I'll still try to launch your show in March of this year, but we're going to have to record again. And I said, no problem. It'll probably be better the second time. And the second time it was. In fact, it was even like, I call it a fist pump moment where I'm like after it was done, I was like, like, that was awesome, right? And so he was like, cool, let's do this. And it was good. Like, I actually built my following. But it wasn't until a few years later, I got the prompting. I started my own show after that show. The next month, I launched my podcast, this Chris Miles Money Show. And then I as I was thinking a few years later, this was about four and a half, almost five years ago, I got the idea again. I said, I should be back on a show. Obviously, if I'm looking at the best activities that I've done, that was definitely a good one. So I reached back out to him. I asked. See, many of you people forget to ask. You know, it doesn't hurt to ask. You know, I had somebody recently, I was just like, hey, could I do this? And they said, yes. I'm like, cool. That just opened up a door. They didn't offer it. I had to ask for it. And so I asked, I said, hey, I would like to get back on your show. What do I need to do? You know, I'm like, do I have to buy more books? Now, see that book, that $2,000 books, I sold some of those books and made my money back. I also made like another $30,000-$40,000 from referrals, right? Well, and that I could directly track to that. There was more. So I said, what do I need to do? He's like, well, basically I'll connect with my assistant. The assistant said, hey, you've already done a lot of these things. Obviously you've paid the money before. Here, buy $600 of journals. I said, done. Here you go. $600 journals. And then I get my interview and I refer them to my podcast. Now my numbers jumped after I referred his listeners to my show. And I thought my show was better the second time around because I'm like, hey, I was more confident. I was more clear. I'm even thinking in my mind, I'm like, should I go back on that show a third time? I wonder if I should. So anyways, I did. I was like, okay, awesome. It was great. Now the cool thing is it led to so many other relationships. And in those relationships, as I acted upon those and just kept acting and acting, I can directly track over $1 million I've made from that one second episode that I did with this show. But see, that you can track that back all to the little choices I made along the way. Again, now if I would have procrastinated or just felt that impression but didn't act on it, what do I have missed on? Now I wouldn't have known if I missed out on anything or not, right? But now, seeing in hindsight, I know that those little decisions led up to an acting right away, led up to well over $1 million of money in my company. You guys, that's a serious deal. And that's how life is. It's a series of small decisions. Every day you wake up, are you going to work out or not? Are you going to get yourself in tune? Or are you just going to roll out of bed, drink your coffee, and then go out running off to work, and you're not really doing anything to grow and build yourself? Maybe you're listening to my show on your commute. I know a lot of you do. Awesome. That's great. But you make those choices. Those little decisions you make will lead to more prosperity and greater wealth today. So guys, you might have even had some impressions right now listening to this. You might say, I think I need to act now, or I should probably do this. Whatever that is, that's why I don't want to do a long show on this. Do it now. Make it happen right now. Act on it. Take the first step. It might be sending somebody an email, right? It might be calling somebody. It might be just writing something down or planning something, writing something out and just getting your mind around it. Whatever it is, take it, do it in the night, do it in the morning, do it now, do it while you're thinking about it. In worst case, set a reminder on your calendar or your phone to do it later, right? So that you will do it at that time. But do it now. And again, don't freak out. Don't get desperate. Just act and watch. As you make those little decisions, watch how your life will be drastically different, even short term, but especially as the years go by. Guys, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous day. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.